Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we've got a special series that we're doing. In regards to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're asking three questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? We feel a great need to declare these things. One day this old world is going to come to an end. One day Jesus is going to come for his people. One day there's going to be a judgment of sinners. And nations and sinners of this world and on this world. There's going to be these different things. We're not taking anything in any particular order, just passages that speak about particular things. And for the child of God, our passage that we have for today is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We want to take a look here at just five or six verses and see what the Lord says here, a great promise to his people. The church at Thessalonica there is in Greece, and the apostle visited there and preached the gospel there, and then sinners were saved and a church was built there. And so he's writing this epistle to those that are saved, to those that are children of God that are there at the church at Thessalonica that was formed and by the Lord and built by the Lord there. And he's writing to them of different things that they need and assuring them of the way that they need to go in following the Lord. And he says here in verse number 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, a great blessing to the children of God, a great hope that we have. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. He wants to speak speak to the church there about those that have died that were the saints of the Lord, those who were saved by the Lord and their bodies had died. And he said, I don't want you to be without understanding regarding them. Now, this doesn't have to do with every person. Okay, this has to do with those that are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, that when he referred to Lazarus, you take a look at it in the Gospels, when he referred to Lazarus, Lazarus having died, he told the disciples plainly, it says in the scripture, that Lazarus has died. But before that, he had referred to it that Lazarus was asleep. And that's the way it is with death for the child of God. Unto God, unto our Lord, it is sleep. The Lord has the power of death. He has the power to forgive sins. He has the power of everlasting life. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is God. And so that's a reason the apostle refers to it this way. He says, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Because to the child of God that dies, their spirit departs this body. Their spirit goes on. Their soul goes on to be with the Lord in glory as it is at this time. In this time in which we live, all the way up until this point, with those that have died in the Lord, they are indeed, it's like sleep. Yes, the body does truly die. The heart quits beating. The body and the brain and all that deteriorates and quits functioning. But the child of God, their soul goes on to be with the Lord, and one day will be given a new body. And so we have that hope also. But he says, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, those that have died, but that were saved, that you sorrow not. Don't sorrow, even as others which have no hope. Now, we love our loved ones and even those that are saved, members of our church that die and go on to be with the Lord, with their Lord, with our Lord. We miss them and we grieve for them and we cry. He's not saying to not sorrow at all. We do sorrow because the tie that binds is broken. And so, but the thing is, we have hope. I've been to a funeral. I've preached a funeral. Funerals where there was no testimony of salvation of the one that had died. And the people, their family that sorrowed for them, they grieve deeply. There's for those that are without Christ and don't have the assurance of the salvation of their soul and everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ, they have no understanding of what's on the other side, what lies ahead, how it is. Or there's, at least they've seen their loved one die a terrible death, and grieving and agony about them entering into the other side. It's a terrible, terrible thing that's at hand. And they have sorrow indeed. They have no hope because they don't have Christ as Savior. But for those that are saved, we who are saved, we do not need to sorrow as those that have no hope. We do sorrow, but not as they, because our hope is in Christ. Because listen, here's what he says. For if we believe that Jesus died, verse number 14, and rose again, and that's what I believe. If you're saved, that's what you believe. You believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again for you, for your sins, for your salvation, for the granting to you of everlasting life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Jesus is coming back. Tells us in Revelation 19, he's coming back with the saints, and he indeed will bring them. He will bring them. He will come back with them. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. They're coming back. They're with the Lord. They're safe and secure. They're with the Lord. We need not sorrow as those that have no hope, because our brothers and sisters in Christ and our loved ones that are saved and children of the Lord, we will see them again. Our desire is to see our Lord Jesus, but we will see those that are dead in Christ, that sleep in Jesus. We will see them again. So that's the reason we can have hope. We have hope about where they are, and not a hope it maybe happens kind of hope, but a no-so hope that's steadfast in Christ and because of him. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Will not go before them, but those that are asleep in Christ, we will not hinder them, and we will not go before them. Our Lord will deal with them. He will work on their behalf. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And it'll be heard by the saints, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The apostle giving this understanding by the Lord that when the Lord Jesus comes back in the clouds, he'll come back at the rapture for his saints, for his children, and those that are in dead in Christ shall rise first. The graves will be open. He'll descend from heaven with a shout. Will it be like he shouted and declared with Lazarus? Lazarus, come forth. And you know what? Lazarus came forth. He'll shout for his children, and they'll raise from the dead. Their souls that are with the Lord will be reunited with a body that's like Christ, and they'll be raised from the dead by our Lord. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And then he goes on to say in verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Lord will come. And he'll come and descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. The archangel, what will he say? The Lord's children, come forth. The shout will be from the archangel. The shout may be from the Lord. And then there'll be the blowing of the trump of God. And the people of God will hear that great trump blow. And that the dead in Christ shall rise first. They'll rise and be caught up to be with the Lord and be given a new body like the Lord Jesus Christ, as it declares in the scriptures, as they declare We shall see him as he is, for we shall be like him. We'll be like him when we see him. We'll be like him and have a resurrected body. Oh, the saints that are dead in Christ, they're there with the Lord and secure with the Lord. They're with the Lord forevermore. And when he comes back, they'll come and they'll be reunited with a glorified body like Christ. Then we which are alive and remain, verse 17, shall be caught up together. We'll be translated. We'll be translated as it was with Elijah. We'll be translated as it was with Enoch. Caught up to be with the Lord, and we'll be changed. We'll be changed in an instant with them in the clouds. So we'll be reunited with our brothers and sisters in Christ, seeing our Lord Jesus, hearing the trump, hearing the voice of the archangel, hearing the voice, the shout that is declared, and we will come forth to be with our Lord, Savior, and King forevermore, together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He says, children of God, church members at Thessalonica, saved by the Lord Jesus Christ and added to this church, people of God saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, he tells them there, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I need to be reminded, and I need to remind my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord's going to give us a new body. The Lord is coming back for his people. The Lord is going to translate those that are alive and remain when the Lord Jesus comes out of this old world. We're going out of here to be with our Lord forever. How about you? Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? Many would say, or some I've heard say, well, I'll just work it all out with Jesus. I think it was said, I remember when John Wayne was still alive, but threatened by cancer, he said, when they asked him about his visit with the priest, with a Catholic priest, he said, oh, me and the priest, we got it worked out. No. You don't work this out, this thing of the salvation of the soul and the eternity of this, the soul and salvation through Jesus Christ. You don't work this out with any man on this earth. You work it and you seek it and you see it and you believe it and you receive it and you deal with the Lord Jesus Christ in it, the Savior and our Judge. Are you ready? Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? We point you to Jesus. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.